We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In the AM as we roll through on a Wednesday. Jim Rome coming up next. Tiki and Tierney at 2. We'll set the rest of the agenda for you coming up in just a few minutes. In the time remaining, some odds and ends, a little OTD to get to. Boy, tough break literally as an Achilles is going to sideline Cam Akers. Rams running back out for the season. Jacob, we see it every year pre-training camp for... Last year was Von Miller, actually very first game, one of the big names in the games, out with an Achilles. Cam Akers, we've seen it with Saquon Barkley, who we hope can come all the way back. But a reminder that NFL camps open, incredibly, in like 7-8 days. I mean, are you ready for some football? Because ready or not, here it is.
Are injuries the worst part of training?
Yes,
camp?
By far.
Cam Akers
by far
for the year. I mean, that's you know, NFL title altering stuff that happens before we even get on the field, and that's just stinks.
God, it's just, and you know, Jacob, it's so often it is when a guy makes a cut, straight line. He's moving on a straight line, and something just happens to give. It's not always when there's pushing and shoving or in contact. It's just the nature of big, strong bodies moving at an unbelievable rate of speed and sometimes trying to cut or move or swerve, you know, in a tight space that, you know, the joint goes one way, the bones go another, and you know, it's just not a good thing. But man, it's inevitable, and it just absolutely sucks.
You just sit and watch, like, oh, did we make it through a day without a major key injury? And you know, that's what I think about when I think of training camp. Like, can we just get there? And there's some big time stories brewing. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're talking about a month here where we're waiting to see if two of the top 10 quarterbacks in football are going to play for their team. Deshaun Watson and his whole mess of a situation, and Aaron Rodgers with him doing whatever it is he's going to do. Like, I don't – do you have a good – like,
knows?
Can you give a solid, like, answer on some of the questions we're sitting here facing before we even take a step into camp? And, you know, for us around here, it helps you realize how fortunate the Chiefs are with the you know, with the stability that they have right now. And, you know, for them, it is just about staying healthy, getting in shape, running through some stuff, getting the new guys acclimated, right? But for a lot of teams, you know, you're either a Super Bowl contender or nothing, you know, like the Packers. Or if you're Houston, do we have Deshaun Watson? What's the legal situation? Will he even play here?
Jacob?
If he even...
I mean, that has gone so quiet. Think about all the bravado of Watson trying to basically force the hands of the Texans early in the summer, before we had all of the Aaron Rodgers stuff. There was Deshaun Watson, right? And obviously the very unfortunate story and the way that it's developed and the things that he's dealing with right now. With what, still 22 complaints pending, I think. I mean, so this thing is far from over. But man, that thing has just gone dark. It's gone to the point where, does he show up for training camp with the Houston Texans?
I don't know. I just don't know if he's able to, and if he is, if it's going to be for the Texans. It's such an interesting situation, and the circumstances are so unfortunate. I think Aaron Rodgers took some of the attention away from that situation, honestly. Mm-hmm. And if we didn't have Aaron Rodgers to sit here and wonder about, I think probably we'd, you know, nationally be more laser focused on what it is that's happening with Deshaun Watson. It's so weird for a thousand reasons. One, this seemed to be one of the like best dudes in the NFL, and then this situation right. comes up, and then, you know, you had the trade stuff before that, and Houston digging in, a very similar situation to what Rodgers is dealing with in Green Bay. So I don't know. And you still hear murmurs that teams are still interested in checking in on him, and you know, I'm sure the cost has gone down now for the Texans to if a trade does happen.
Mm-hmm.
But before any of that can happen, you got to know something about what's coming down the pipeline with this legal situation and what exactly is going on here.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. And to your point, and I wanted to accentuate this a little bit because you bring up a really good point about injuries. There is no other story in any training camp, regardless of position competition, this, that, and the other thing, that is as big as injuries. And to that point, the beginning of every single briefing after every single practice from a head coach starts with what? An update on injuries. That's before you even get into anything else unsolicited. The very first thing that a coach in the NFL will talk about is, here's what I got. Such and such is doing a knee. I mean, you know, we got an ankle here. Probably won't be here for the next couple of days, blah, blah. Whatever the case may be, that's how every single day starts with an NFL coach at training camp. So it's always the biggest thing is getting through practices in a healthy manner. No question about it. Every single team is dealing with it, even with 90 guys there. You know your core of 40 or 44 or whatever the number is, and there's always going to be a few guys that can make a team out of training camp, obviously. But you just got to keep those guys healthy. It's the biggest factor in the NFL week to week is keeping guys healthy, and it starts in July. All right, so we've got that going on, the countdown to the beginning of camp, and obviously we'll keep you apprised in that regard. I will be interested to see how the Frank Clark situation plays out with Kansas City. I think that's a very real...
I didn't even think yes. about that, but that's a big one.
Yeah, the Frank Clark, that's an interesting situation that they will have to develop, or that they will... I'm sure that they've developed some form of plan relative to how they're going to handle that, but it's a distraction. It certainly is moving in. All right, turning the page to something totally differently, and we touched upon it with Dexter Dennis, and wasn't he impressive in business plans, talking about his business plan and a strategy? He's going to take a few days going home for the break, back to Louisiana, and get all of that organized so he can hit the ground running with that as he continues in this brave new world of college sports and being able to profit off his name, image, and likeness. How about Bryce Young at Alabama? If we are to believe what Nick Saban is saying, and I don't think Nick Saban would have any reason to mislead here, Bryce Young, a guy that threw for about 150 yards last year in very spot duty, is already near $1 million, according to his head coach, in agreements under name, image, and likeness as the presumptive starting quarterback at the University of Alabama. Now, this isn't about Bryce Young. as much as it is about the brand that is the University of Alabama and Alabama football. But here we go, a really good example of exactly what we've been talking about. And you know what? Great for Bryce Young.
It is, again, just a quick moment to realize what guys have been missing out on and what they're worth. What they're worth to the community, to the university, to television networks, to the conferences. All of these entities making large amounts of money, the NCAA, nonprofit my rear, is
right,
and boom, like, this guy's not playing yet. But again, would you not expect whomever the quarterback of Alabama is to reach seven figures? I do, and I think it's not just going to be that. I think it's going to be a whole lot more people than we would even imagine. Because think about endorsement money that's thrown around with pro athletes. Maybe you don't reach those points. Some players will. But every community that supports a college would love the opportunity to get these athletes on board with their businesses. Why wouldn't you? It's, look at what the Aftershocks did last night. You don't think Shocker players are valuable to the Wichita community? You kidding me? And it's going to take a minute to adjust to it and understand. Like, holy smoke, some of these young people are going to have really large opportunities. And will it create problems? And will it create, I don't know, maybe. But to me, it's always been a bigger problem that the opportunity has not been there in a nonsensical way. When you see, what was the story we were throwing around during the break, Bruce? Something like $250 million spent by the NCAA in legal fees challenging antitrust laws over the last, like, 5 years. Something stupid like that for a nonprofit agency, right? That and there's not enough money,
Jacob,
to get
there's
the
not
players
enough
and
money, I mean, to go around. There's not enough money to go around, right?
How have they gotten away with this for so long? It's amazing. It's amazing. I don't know. I remember, for as long as I've been on the radio trying to champion the cause of a player's ability to earn for, I don't know, a decade now, and the, like, when you first come out with that 10 years ago, think back to that, and people would have been like, are you kidding me? You think they should do what? And now it's like everyone's kind of seeing, like, oh, man, like, this is probably pretty good for these players. And you heard Dex say it. Basketball always comes first. Basketball's the reason we're here. And I don't think that's ever going to change, because ultimately, nobody's earning money if they're not good. You know, if they're not good at what they do,
right?
So it all goes hand in hand. Yeah. Do you think endorsement deals distract NBA players, or NFL players, or Major League Baseball players? No.
Mm-mm. No, absolutely not. Dabo Swinney said some interesting things. Getting ready to appear to ACC Media Days on Thursday in Charlotte. But talking to reporters yesterday, the first real headliner of a coach that I've seen, Jacob, and correct me if I'm wrong, who came out against the 12-team, the potential for a 12-team playoff, his stance, speaking for his team, I don't know if he's had this conversation with the team or not, or if he's just unilaterally deciding that he is the voice of the team. They don't want to play more games, says Dabo. And to be honest with you, I don't think there's 12 teams good enough. Mm-hmm. Dabo Swinney, ladies and gentlemen.
Prove it, big guy.
First bucket of cold water on the idea of a 12-team playoff.
Prove it. If there's not 12 teams, then you won't have any problems. I really like Dabo a lot of the time. I mean that. I think he is a great motivator. His values appear to be very good for young men, but sometimes I think he can say some really dumb things. Like, if you don't think there's 12 teams good enough, then what's the problem? You won't have any problem getting back into that Final Four, right?
Right.
Just get out. He's a football guy. He is a win. If you don't think there's a problem, if you don't think there's 12 teams good enough, yeah, just go prove it. Get a couple wins and you won't have anything to worry about. Or maybe, perhaps, there are 12 teams good enough and two or three of them never get the opportunity. Seems pretty simple to me.
No question. And there are clearly teams, maybe not 12 deep, but there are clearly teams that could be competitive. Oklahoma wasn't in the playoff a year ago. I'd have no problem with Oklahoma being in it, even with two losses last year, the way that they were playing at the end of the season. So let's just cool our jets a little bit on that, because this is the way it's going. And even though I didn't think that the four team thing was the end all. I probably would have agreed with him at some point that 12 kind of waters things down. But as I've watched this thing develop over the years, I think there's clearly room for an expansion, simply for no other reason than to create the wealth, spread the wealth, and yes, give some others a chance that normally we wouldn't see. We don't expect to see a Coastal Carolina or a Liberty, for goodness sakes. And maybe we wouldn't. But you know what? Both of them had football teams that were good enough to consider, maybe not for 12, but they were good football teams. And I'm surprised that any coach at this particular point wouldn't be more for this. I do get wear and tear on your football team. That I get. You got to go line up and you got to go play. But it's always going to be bigger, because it's always going to be about making more money. And my God, it's not like Dabo Swinney hasn't benefited from that philosophy and that working format in college football. Why not spread a little bit of it around, Dabo? Come on, let's go.
I don't understand that comment. I don't either.
It makes no sense to me.
Yeah.
No, makes no sense. So there you go. A couple of things to keep in mind as we get towards the beginning of camps. God, I can't believe it. The summers just go so quickly anymore. It's remarkable. All right, let's get to a little OTD. It's coming up next. A little quick one. There's a couple of other things to tie up as we get to it. OTD brought to you each and every day by our friends from Superior Rents, your equipment rental headquarters. Happened on this day, July 21st. We're back in a moment.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.